What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here with another podcast live from the Ukraine. Okay, today's topic is pretty important. The question is how to have sex on the first date and avoid number flakes. By number flakes, I mean flakes, you know, flakes when you close on the street, and also flakes after you, you know, maybe had sex with the girl. So those are a lot of questions to answer in one podcast. Hopefully I'll get around to it. If you haven't subscribed yet, hit the like button and turn on the notifications so you always get notified when I get out new videos. Other than that, before I start this podcast, what I would say is that in particular, reflection, okay, is important. Lots of guys get flaky numbers or lose the girls they really like on the first dates or after even having sex, okay? And the problem there is lack of reflection, okay? Lack of understanding where you're going wrong. And, you know, that's the typical Ray Dalio type of principles, continuous improvement process, that kind of stuff. Everything I teach in the Day Game Basics course, everything I talk about in basically all of my books. And if you want the top-notch results with the really hot girls, then you need to go to my book, The Missing Chapters, which is my latest book or the last book. There I really talk about what it takes to get the, you know, top-notch. And but back to reflection, okay? Repeating the same mistake over and over again is the definition of stupidity, okay? So let's talk about flakes in field. So by that I mean you approach, everything sounds good, and then it's a flake. How does that happen, okay? So the number one problem there is that you have a bit of a chit-chat approach that leads to nothing, okay? It's not a university chat with a nice friend of yours. It's not some chat in the supermarket with some friendly lady. This is you hitting on a girl. And what you need to do or be able to do is to get an emotional response. And, you know, hopefully it's positive, but even if it's negative, and sometimes it's negative in the beginning, then, you know, that's better than getting just the, you know, zero reaction friendly chat, because you don't want to be just another interaction throughout the day. You want to really stand out. And for that, you need to spike emotions, okay? Positive, negative, doesn't matter. Sometimes it's really good to spike them negatively and then to turn it around, okay? Sometimes, I mean, that's kind of like the neck, the essence of a neck, is you say something negative and then something positive, and, you know, it's a kind of confusing, but at least, you know, it stands out. It's not licking the behind or anything too positive. I have to be careful here with the swear words, so I'm toning it down. So that's number one, right? You want to really get a very strong emotional reaction, and that's why I use the hustlerisms, because they are really hitting hard right off the bat. You're not just talking some BS, you're really going for it, and then you keep throwing them in until you get a really strong emotional attraction type reaction. And most guys get the flakes because they think it's going well. It's kind of talking about, you know, they're talking about commonalities and, oh, I come from here, you come from here, blah, blah, blah. And all of that is good and fine, but you can't leave it at that. You need to really spike it. And for that, you need hustler rhythms, you need attraction, escalation, everything I describe in The Chemistry of Seduction, everything, you know, I describe in, you know, basically all of my books. But The Chemistry of Seduction really goes into the details, okay? So that out of the way, obviously, there is a place and time for CT, comfort, trust, okay? And the time and the place for CT is basically after you've built the attraction, after you've got the emotion. That's when you need to really give a bit of your own background, which I call the Facebook soundbite. You know, if somebody was to look at your Facebook website, they would get a very quick overview of what you're all about, and that's exactly what this is about, okay? So about the Facebook soundbite, I won't go into detail here because, you know, it's a bit of a a secret or something. I'll maybe talk about it on the Hustler Club at the end of this video, but not on the YouTube channel. I've discovered new things that I haven't even put into the day game basics course yet. You know, I'm not updating it. It's too much of a hassle, but I'll talk about it on the Hustler Club probably. So, but in essence, the Facebook soundbite is a very quick snippet about yourself that sounds really good and really sells your profile without showing off, which is a classic DHV style thing. But you're using CT actually to build value, and then you have everything, right? You have, as I described in the Chemistry of Seduction, you need that mix, you know? You can't just put sugar. You need salt, sugar, you know, sour, sweet, all the different flavors to make it taste good. And that's the same here. You need AE, attraction, escalation, CT, comfort, trust. You need a bit of realness about yourself, and you need to keep it nice and short and sweet and to the point. And if you really spark, especially the attraction correctly, then it won't flake, okay? I'm not gonna lie to you, it's always gonna flake to some degree, because it's always worse to let the girl go and then to text. It's much better to go on an instant date, because you have control there, and it's a cold approach, so I would be lying if I told you you can convert 99%. But like, if you wanna really optimize it, you want to really get the mix right, the seduction cocktail has to be right, okay? So that's where most guys go wrong. They have way too much of a chit-chat, they have way too much of a friendly friend zone thing, they're way too plain, they don't stand out, and the girl just won't remember, or if she remembers, she'll like not really care, block, delete, and go to one of the 200 Tinder followers that she has, okay? Or maybe she's not even single. You definitely won't compete with her boyfriend, because for that you really need to give her a good reason. That has to be sexual attraction based, and it cannot be chit chatty. Okay, so that's that. And also, so basically, you can summarize this in one really quick sentence, and that is: most guys are playing it too safe. Okay, that's it, and that goes straight also into, you know, the dating part of seduction. When you are out on a date, okay, have you ever noticed, you know, and if you have, please comment down in the comment section, if you let me know, like, have you ever had that situation where you know you're with a girl you don't really care about, and it's so easy because you don't give a fuck what's happening, and then you just escalate and you say what you want and you don't really care too much, and you're just quote-unquote being yourself, like you're talking to a friend and you're throwing in, you know, funny sexual lines, and it all works, and it's like ridiculous. And the next day you go out with maybe a girl that's hot and you really want her, and all of a sudden everything becomes hard, and the words don't come easily, and the moves don't come easily, and you're sitting too far away, and you're, you know, it's not really flowing, and you're thinking about what to say and what to do, and it doesn't really work out, and you know you're fucking up, but you don't know how to get out, and you're not shook and loose, and you know she never calls back. And that's the same thing that you do when you approach with a chit-chatty approach in the street, okay? You need to realize that this is not some, you know, kind of chit-chatty thing. You need to really take your balls out, not literally, but like, you know, metaphysically, so to speak, and you need to go after it, and you need to really risk it for a biscuit, so to speak, okay? So by that I mean you need to really go hard, and you need to spark the emotion. So that doesn't happen instantaneously, as I describe in the Chemistry of Seduction. It is a slow, gradual progress that is exponential, okay? It starts with a few direct comments, with a bit of touching, to like more and more and more and more. Before you know it, you have it. But most guys, they get too afraid when they go after the girls that they really want, and then they don't do the things that they should, and that's when you stall, and that's when you fuck up, and that's when you run out of time, okay? And that's when you're not having sex on the first date, okay? When you're playing it to safe, when you're not willing to lose her, when you say to yourself, oh, I can do it another time, this is really good, let me play it safe. That is exactly wrong, because the second she steps out of that bar and goes into, you know, steps into the Uber and drives home, you lost control, okay? Lots of things can happen between then and if you're ever seeing her again, okay? It's done. You're like, you're out of the loop. She has time to backwards rationalize. And if you haven't really spiked it and you haven't had any real good flow, likelihood is that she won't really care too much, especially if she's kind of hot, then she has options, okay, loads, and like then you're out, okay? So by playing it safe and then, you know, running out of time and then playing it safe by telling yourself, I'm gonna delay it. I described this in detail in my book, The Close, right? Really in detail, the rationale and why that is bad. But if you do that, you're not only fucking up the date and then, but what you're also doing is you're fucking up your chances of seeing her again. Really the best strategy is to go for it then and there. And then also to always try to close, yeah, okay. And you can read John F's report on Tony Sleek, okay. TonySleek.AnthonyHustle.com, Finnish girl STL fail with an 8.5. That is exactly what happened there, and I comment on that report in detail, okay. Go there, read that report, okay. By the way, writing those reports and reflecting and then getting feedback from somebody good, or even just thinking about it and like writing it down, that's exactly the key to getting better. If you don't write it down, if you don't reflect on it, you won't get better. So do that, okay? Go to Tony's League, write on there, and like let other people tell you what they think, and that will really, really help you, okay? So that's how I learned, that's how Tom Torero learned, and that I promise you one thing, the guys that will do the best are the guys that are posting on Tony's League, hands down, 100%, okay? And then read my book, okay? Read The Chemistry of Seduction, read STL King, compare yourself against that, and that's what's gonna get you those results, okay? Okay, so the last point is about flakes after you actually had sex. Yeah, that can happen, and that's also very frustrating because you're like, you know, it kind of hurts your ego, and especially if you want her, okay? And why would that happen? Why would she come home to you with you and then like not call you back? There's several reasons why that would happen. But if it's a normal girl and, you know, she doesn't have a boyfriend and she, like, you know, it's not kind of like crazy, if you really give her what she wants, she will come back. And we kind of always know, you know, the feeling, you go out and it's going okay and you know you can pull, but you know, I don't know whether she's going to come back, you know, when I text her. And then, you know, the ones again where you know for sure, whatever you do, you can even be a dick and they'll definitely come back, okay? So that's again the same thing. It's like when you're not really taking risk and when you're not really being yourself, when you're not shook and loose, you're not in the moment, and when you're like kind of holding back, and in the bedroom you're holding back and it doesn't feel as good and you're not giving it everything, you know, that you can, and you know, you're kind of like inside you're just feeling happy that you made it, that you got her, but you know it's gonna flake. Deep inside you know it's gonna flake, okay? So that's really the same reason. It's because you're not spiking her emotions. You're not like, you know, she's not hitting you on the arm, telling you to shut up, and you're not really taking a piss. You're too much, you know, putting on a pedestal and all of that kind of stuff, you know? So that's really the problem there. And there's no real magic trick to it other than reading what I write in the books and doing it. And then also obviously giving it to her well in the bed. But, you know, how do you learn that? You know, you can't learn that by reading books. You just have to do it and maybe watch some videos on how to do that. I'm not gonna talk about it in detail. It's not my job. That's what I'm trying to tell you, okay? Like, you need to spike the emotions all the way to the end. And when you're done, you know, when you had sex, you also need to keep it interesting, okay? This never stops. If you stop this, then it gets boring, and then it gets friendly, and then it fizzles out. So I think the main lesson, yeah, for me is, A, reflect, go on Tony's League and write down your experiences and share them, and then have others comment on them, because that's the only way you really progress, whether it's in-field with approaches or D2s or STL attempts and fails or actual STLs. You will learn only by writing, okay? So go on there and write and share and get the feedback from me and from others, okay? And I can I can predict the guys that ride on there are the guys that are going to get the results for sure. Okay, that's number one, I think. Number two is you really never want to change your behavior. You really want to go all out. You never want to take it, play it safe. Not in the approach, not on the date, and not in the bedroom, and also not afterwards. You never want to play it safe. You want to act like you have incredible, abundance, and you just say what you think all the time. Okay, don't be rude, but like have fun and spike it and keep it nice between AE and CT seduction cycle. You know it from the clothes, and you can never stop that. Okay, so you can never like really let your guard down and say, oh, I have her now. I can, put my head into her lap and cry about, my childhood shit. No, you always have to kind of, stay strong in the beginning at least, and then later maybe you can do that if you want to, but not in the beginning. Okay, so that's really important. And even then later you cannot, even relationships, you cannot like completely turn chump. You have to keep it hot and spicy, so to speak. Yeah, and that's really the key takeaway. I will quickly on the Hustler Club now talk about the Facebook soundbite and that mix, that really crucial mix in the approach between, being sexual enough, having enough attraction escalation, and then how to build that CT properly. And what are the triggers that you need to look for that tell you now this is probably solid, keeping in mind it's still a cold approach and it's never going to be 100%, but you want to maximize your chances if you're spending the time going out. So with that, to the YouTube guys, thanks for subscribing. Let me know what you think in the comments, and I talk to you next time.